Yeah, welcome to another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live, your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution, code-breaking news, culture, dramatic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Today, I want to talk about a topic that I literally get asked about. It gets brought up so many times. It's something that a lot of other content creators have covered as well, and they've done so greatly. But we wanted to focus today's episode on that specifically. And the question is, are you still late to Bitcoin? Are we still early to Bitcoin? Better said. So Luke Broyles wrote a great opinion piece for Bitcoin Magazine where he dives into that subject specifically. So we're going to cover that today. Also have some updates on the separation of money and state, what the states and what their allies, the central bankers, are doing. So, you know, you guys know the deal. We bring the receipts. We make the case for you guys. Anyways, I want to bring my awesome co-host, always optimistic, always feeling good. He wakes up and he has a giant smile on his face. He doesn't need coffee. He's ready to go. Nothing stops him. How you doing, Opti?
Well, still drinking coffee. So fake news. Man, honestly, I hate to be like that Bitcoiner. You know, I keep having that Big Short clip playing in my head where Ben Rickards is like, don't dance. I just, you know, it's hard not to be optimistic right now. It seems like the world is blowing up. And yet, as Bitcoiners, I don't think I've ever felt safer. It's just like, yo, we've been telling people this for years. As long as I've been in Bitcoin, I've heard the same thing. Like, yo, it's inevitable. The fiat system will blow up again. And here we are on the verge of what seems to be actual contagion in the financial world. And as Bitcoiners, hey, TikTok, next block, the price is pumping. We're good. It's good to be a Bitcoiner, man. It's good to be a Bitcoiner.
It's even crazier than that. And I don't know if I want to say everything, but let's just say I spoke to someone important on the phone. And the thing that I told them, like, okay, basically what I said is, the world is burning down. There's a potential financial collapse happening, and the price of Bitcoin is pumping. Like, doesn't that prove the use case? Like, isn't that, like, there you go. That's all you need to know. Like, and look, the market doesn't lie, right? So when people freaked out about banking, about potential bank runs, about all these things, what happened? Price of Bitcoin pumped. And I think that tells you everything you need to know. People flee. And here's the thing. When they flee, they ain't coming back, right? It's like a one-way, it's a one-way street. Like, once you go and you find, like, you feel the incentives of Bitcoin and all the benefits of Bitcoin, why would you go back to something inferior? Anyways, just a thought. Maybe I'm crazy. Let's start the show. Let's do it.
The Bitcoin Numbers,
brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
All right, guys, I also want to tell you about the biggest Bitcoin conference on the face of the earth, Bitcoin 2023. It's going to be hosted in sunny Miami Beach, Florida, May 18th through the 20th, 2023. You're not going to want to miss it. Of course, Opti and I are going to be there, and you can use the promo code simply to get a 10% discount on the conference. Let's go through some of the speaker lists, because they always add new ones every single day. Arthur Hayes, Michael Saylor, Casey, creator of Ordinals, Alex Gladstein, Stacey Herbert, Greg Foss, Preston Pish, Matt Odell, Lynn Alden, Jeff Booth, Breedlove, Saifedean, Samson Mao, Corey Clipston, Mark Moss, Caitlin Long. There's too many to name. You definitely don't want to miss the biggest Bitcoin celebration ever, Bitcoin 2023. Promo code simply to get yourself a big discount on the tickets. At the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is 24,210. Sats per dollar, 4,131. Block height, 780,935. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 16,413. Blocks of the halving. I said halving. 59,065 halving estimates April 21st, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity 5,398 Bitcoin. Capacity value $130 million. Realized monetary inflation 1.76%. And the market capitalization of Bitcoin $467 billion with a B. Anyways, Nat Brunell went on Fox Business yesterday and she had some thoughts. Let's check it out and then we will talk about it. Let's check it out.
B, with the recent headline, investor relieved he pulled money out of crypto and put it into bank for safekeeping. Joining me now, Coin Stories podcast host Natalie Brunell. Natalie, you know, that headline, of course, tongue-in-cheek, but the reality is crypto, especially Bitcoin, has been the port and the storm. I mean, what's the moral of this story right now?
Hi, Charles. Good to see you. Well, you have to laugh at that headline because otherwise you could just cry, right? I mean, why is it so hard to figure out where to put our money these days to preserve it? And I think it's notable to see that Bitcoin worked this weekend when banks didn't. New people joined the network, blocks were created, and new Bitcoins were minted on a predictable schedule, and it just worked. And this is what Bitcoin was designed for, because the current system, the problem with it is not just all the leverage and debt, but the trust. Mm-hmm. Satoshi warned us that banks are trusted to hold our money, but instead they lend it out in waves of credit bubbles with just a fraction in reserve. And so people just need to remember that when they give their money to the bank is making bets with your savings. It's not sitting there. It's not backed one-to-one. You're essentially trusting the bank to manage counterparty risk. And what you have in return is an IOU on the screen. And the difference with Bitcoin is you have a bearer instrument with no issuer that you can self-custody with no counterparty risk, and you don't have to trust anybody but yourself. I just hope that lawmakers soon realize that Bitcoin is accretive. It's not destructive. It will make the world more stable, not less. It adds to the human experience, and it's a store of value, competing with all the other assets for stores of value. And it does not destroy the dollar. Frankly, the dollar is dying by a thousand cuts at the hands of bureaucrats who are taking us further and further into debt. And Bitcoin is a way to strengthen the whole system by presenting an alternative, a form of hard money tied to energy, decoupled from politics.
Yeah, but how will lawmakers curry favor? How will lawmakers print money for the next welfare program that curries favor, or the next special interest that curries favor? If they lose control of fiat currency, if there's not a fiat central bank digital currency, if fiat currency is not in the driver's seat, don't they lose all of their power? Isn't that what they're really afraid of? I don't think they care about the economic message you just talked about.
I think that people sometimes forget that we hold the power. We're the ones electing them, and we get the government that we demand. And so they might be proposing ideas like a different kind of blockchain, a CBDC, a programmable political form of money controlled by the state. But that's not the answer. The answer is a decentralized alternative with a capped, finite supply that no one can manipulate and that no one can control. Mm-hmm. And Bitcoin offers that alternative.
Well, certainly Bitcoin has shined in a moment of truth for sure. Natalie, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah, man. So shout out to Natalie. Absolutely slayed it. Talks the talk. And but what I find interesting, though, of course, you know, we all know how Natalie feels about Bitcoin. But what I find interesting is the anchor. maybe Natalie's been on that show many times. Maybe other Bitcoiners have been on that show many times. But he's saying what us Bitcoiners are saying. It's like, yeah, I don't think governments really care about all those sound properties of good money. I think they want to be able to maintain that privilege. So, man, I think what we've been saying, Opti, or theory that we've been saying, is like trying to, you know, get the ideas and the ethos of Bitcoin into, you know, the mainstream consciousness. That's what I saw there. You know, I saw someone who perhaps, you know, he's not a Bitcoin expert, but is very well versed on the benefits of Bitcoin, the advantages of Bitcoin. And also, to my surprise, was hey, the government may not like this. And also, shout out to Nat highlighting, you know, the look, if it's not in your custody, it's in the bank custody, right? Like, if it's not your money in your hands, is it really yours, right? And I think that's the message that we got to hammer in home, bro. Like, beat the battle drum over and over again, like, taka, 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 taka. Because we have to make it clear, like, yeah, SVB Bank blew up. Signature Blank, you know, again, depends on who you ask, right? You know, they got shut down, right? New York regulators. And of course, you know, the government steps in and says, hey, you know, we're going to socialize the losses. We're going to make all the depositors whole. They don't talk about the fact that, you know, where is that money going to come from? Obviously, they're going to have to print it. If they print it, you know, we've said this many times, it's a wealth redistribution mechanism from the have-nots to the haves, specifically to the very wealthy and the government. They don't talk about any of that, right? So anyways, very interesting times we're living through. But I think the signal out of all of that is finally you're hearing mainstream pick up. Like, pay attention. Like, hey, you know, like, this is all sound and dandy, but is the government really going to be okay with that? And boom, that right there is a signal, because that gets most people ready for what's to come with the CBDCs. If you already have that idea in your head, right? Like, hey, you know, governments are more concerned about keeping their privilege and their moat rather than doing what's good by their people, then you are basically braced for the CBDC propaganda to come. Right? Like, this is good for you. This is more efficient payments. This is going to solve everything. Adopt these CBDCs. And again, like I've always said, like in the West, I think that's a losing battle for them. In the developing world, in the global South, that's a losing battle for them, because they already don't trust the guy in the suit on TV talking about money. But in the West, that's where I think the fight is really going to be nasty, man, because people have a ton of financial privilege. People are super happy and satisfied with the bread and circuses. So it really falls down to us. It falls down to us, the individual, the person, the group, to really push that message out there. Bitcoin, not crypto, not your keys, not your Bitcoin. And then apply it to the traditional financial system. It's like, hey, is that real? You know that meme? You saw that meme. I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Is that really your money in your bank account? It's Morpheus? Like, yeah, man. Anyways, I knew that was going to make Opti happy. What are your thoughts on all this, bro?
Well, first off, I think people are starting to realize that Bitcoiners are right. We continue to be right. And I think if people have been at least loosely exposed to the Bitcoin signal, like the anchor has on Fox News and basically anywhere else on corporate press, I think if you've heard, like, you know, the sailors of the world go out there and talk about Bitcoin, I think there's a very real, like, awakening moment right here. It might not be like a full orange pill, a full just dive headfirst into Bitcoin, but I think it's back to something we say all the time on the show of sowing the seeds of doubt and incepting the ideas of Bitcoin. And for a while there, we were beating our heads against the brick wall because,
metaphorically,
of course. And so it seemed like Bitcoiners were completely detached from reality. And again, I hate to reference The Big Short again, but like talking about something that would never, ever happen. It's like Michael Burry going to the banks like, yeah, I want to short the housing markets. And as Bitcoiners, we continuously talk about things that at times we didn't have real time examples of what we're talking about. And now we continuously have those examples and they're playing out in real time. They're playing out basically in the blueprint that us Bitcoiners have been talking about for decades now. And so if you've been exposed to the Bitcoin signal, then you at least have like that doubt growing in your mind with like, wait, maybe the Bitcoiners are right. Like, wait, maybe the financial system is completely fragile. Wait, maybe the financial system is fraudulent and I should probably hold some just in case they're right and it catches on. Anyways, it's back to something I continuously have been saying for months now. It's that the Bitcoin signal continues to go mainstream. We, as Bitcoiners, our message is in the mainstream popular culture. Like, you can't convince me otherwise. We are going to become the signal in all of this. What did the anchor say? Bitcoin is the port. The port in the storm. And I think it's going to be exactly what we're doing. This whole time, we're going to be the shining light as things start to blow up. We Bitcoiners will not only be fine, but we will start to thrive. We will start to prosper and we'll be like, hey, guys, Do you want some Bitcoin? But Natalie did a great job. Love to see it. She absolutely killed it. You know, makes me wish that I could speak a little more eloquent, but I speak to the average person, not to the anchors out there. But again, Bitcoin is the safe haven asset. You know, sats are my stable coin. And there was one thing that he said, and he's a good anchor. I don't know what his name is. I didn't catch it. But as a good anchor, he's just posing questions to his audience. And the question that we talk about consistently on this show is, if they lose control, what happens? And the fact we're seeing this on corporate press right now, I think is the biggest, like, the biggest, most interesting and slap in the face for everyone out there. It's like, holy crap, like, did they lose control? Like,
And they're talking about it. Like, they're talking about the separation of money and state. Yeah,
exactly.
And on corporate media, which is nuts.
It's nuts. And it's something we've said all the time as Bitcoiners. It's like, yo, they have lost control. They've lost the monopoly on truth. Remember what Bukele said? All they've had for years is the monopoly on truth through corporate press, through all these other mediums. And now it's becoming very obvious that they have lost control of the system. And Bitcoin is in its moment of truth. Like, Bitcoin will be the shining star throughout this whole thing, throughout the whole next decade. And also, you know, we are seemingly starting to go into a bull market. So it's there's nothing to jinx. I'm fully convinced we are out of a bear market. But hey, you know, what do I know? I just look at the price and it's confirming my – oh. Shouts out to Charles. Get
Charles
get on
Payne.
Him.
Charles Payne.
Nico, for some reason, I can't pull up.
If he disappears over the next couple of days.
For some reason, though, Nico, I can't pull up comments, but there was a good comment over here, and it was by Narwhal, and he goes, is Fox becoming pro-Bitcoin? Honest question. I don't watch mainstream news. I was just going to add, I don't think it's necessarily Fox per se, but I think, like, behind the scenes, they're probably at least all starting to scramble and hold a little bit of Bitcoin. It's just publicly, and like they have to, you know, do their due diligence and not try to, like, push people into the FOMO. So I think in time, Narwhal, we will be seeing more and more corporate press come out and be, and, like, you know, Squawk Box. What's Joe? Joe's been killing it over there. And I think slowly but surely we are going to see the fifth pillar of corporate press starting to become Bitcoiners. And that's just good for Bitcoin. Dude, so
the meme, bro, like the captain, it's like, we are the meme. Like, we are.
It
we
is are our meme world, and everyone else is just living in it. Guys.
Correct.
We have the truth on our side.
So, and then just to, like, go back real quick, because we are running out of time in the number segment. I think Fox is going that direction, bro. Tucker Carlson, man, most popular show on that network. And he literally said, like, I like Bitcoin. And he started giggling. We've played you that clip on Simply before, right? And of course, who are the people that, like, who has Saylor talked to get to that opinion? Like, of course, like, Natalie's holding it down, Fox Business. She's been there many times, absolutely kills it. But we had Nayib Bukele, Michael Saylor, Max Keiser go on Tucker Carlson. So, like, you know, he's heard the arguments from some of the brightest people in the industry, right? And the president of a country made Bitcoin legal tender. So anyways, all right, guys. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that clip. Shout out to Natalie. She killed it. Anyways, let's get to the news. We had a lot to talk about.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air-gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin.
All right, everybody. So shout out to Luke Broyles. Came on Simply Bitcoin IRL and absolutely blew my mind. One of the things that really stuck with me, let me give a bit of context before we dive into this, is human beings think linearly, and we have a hard time imagining exponentials. And I loved when he talked about that. And, like, think about it, apply it to your life, your experience, right? According to our demographics, you're most likely in your 20s, 30s, and 40s if you're one of our listeners. But shout out to all of our listeners. But the reason I'm saying that is if you're too young, you're not going to understand what I'm about to talk about. But do you guys remember the early internet? Do you guys remember the first phone that you got, right? Or the first, the TV? Remember VHS? I'm old enough to remember VHS tapes, and you had to rewind them, right? Now you could stream any movie known to man on your Apple TV or whatever stream box known to choice. And that took, what, 2 decades, 15 years, right? If I told you that back in 2010, you would have thought I was a crazy person. So anyways, I have to give context. I want to provide that example. I think we have a hard time understanding exponentials as human beings and the exponential, how technology is going to evolve and technology is going to get faster and faster and faster. The AI bot, for example, that is absolutely nuts. If I would have told you that 3 years ago, 5 years ago, you would have laughed me out of the room. So that being said, have to give that a little bit of context so that you guys don't be like, this guy is absolutely bonkers. Anyways, are you late to Bitcoin? And that's the question. And I always get that question, right? How much Bitcoin does it take to get rich and fund your lifestyle? How little Bitcoin does it take to protect yourself against inevitable inflation, bank runs, and fiat demise? Are you too late to Bitcoin? What would a 1% allocation do? These are questions that newbies and veterans of Bitcoin alike ask themselves, each other, and oftentimes there isn't a clear answer. Let's provide a solid framework to answer that question. January 2009 was Bitcoin's first price prediction. Hal Finney predicted that Bitcoin could become the global dominant payment system, or $10 million per coin. But Bitcoin would not surpass a dollar until April 2011, over 2 full years later. We've read you guys the bit by Hal Finney many times. I'll read you just a section of it. As an amusing thought experiment, imagine that Bitcoin is successful and becomes a dominant payment system in use throughout the world. Then the total value of the currency would be equal to the total value of all the wealth in the world. Current estimates of total worldwide wealth household that I found range from 100 trillion to 300 trillion. With 20 million coins, that gives each coin a value of about $10 million. Now, remember that we had Adam Back recently come out and he said about an $8 million Bitcoin. And then I think the signal, though, was, and I always pronounce his name incorrectly. I'm sorry, bro. I apologize. But I think his real name, not his Anon name, the one that he uses on Substack is Jesse Myers. It goes by Croesus Bitcoin or something like that.
Croesus.
Thank you, Opti. See, Opti's saving me today. Michael Saylor retweeted his Substack article. And in that Substack article, he made the case for $10 million Bitcoin. And we talked about this when we talked about in that episode. For the head of a public company to retweet something like that is a big deal. So you have Adam Back saying 8 million. You have Michael Saylor retweeting something that says 10 million. You have Croesus saying 10 million. And of course, Hal Finney, when Bitcoin was less than a dollar, predicting $10 million Bitcoin. And if I would have told you 10 years ago, if Bitcoin is sitting pretty at 24,447, I don't think you would have believed me, to be honest with you. What Finney understood is that upon the invention of perfect money, all global wealth would inevitably consolidate into it. Henry Ford, Nikola Tesla, and others also foresaw this. A closed monetary system inevitably absorbs all open productivity systems. Money is the technology that prices everything else within its own ledger. There is no top price prediction for an immutable monetary standard of the human race, the standard. It's about purchasing power, not price. So a better way to think of Bitcoin's value is not in price, but in purchasing power. Overlaying a share of monetary stock with a given amount of productivity, parentheses, or economic value is a better way to predict the money's value. It's worth noting that in a finite ledger, wealth inequality as we know it today does the reverse as we expect it today. First, let's clarify entities. We have 10 arbitrary groups loosely based on today's wide-ranging estimates of mega-rich entities to those in poverty, right? It goes on to say why percentage cutoff, entity total, Second, we have to account for what is often attributed to Pareto principle. The vast majority of productivity is created by the minority of people, and the vast majority of that productivity is created within the minority of that minority. Third, we must account for the monetary stock to fill into our matrix. It is often said there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin. However, this is not true. Accounting for lost Bitcoin, there could easily be lower than 16 million. When we loosely follow Pareto's Pareto distribution in today's current rank distribution of entities, the below is what we get. Fascinating results. Michael Saylor, the U.S. government, a few select others have become Bitcoin's 10 mega rich entities. Right. So we go to this thing for audio listeners, and it tells you the amount of Satoshis that it would be required to enter according to Luke's prediction. Right. So to be in the nation's mega rich list, you need to have, I think that is trillion. That is million, billion, trillion. Yeah. So 14 trillion Satoshis to be in the multi-billionaire small nation, place, you need to have 800 billion Satoshis. To be a billionaire / mega corporation, you need to have 12 billion Satoshis. To be a multi-millionaire large corporation, you need to have 1 billion Satoshis. To be a millionaire / company, you need to have 6 million Satoshis. That's when it starts to get interesting. 6 million Satoshis, right? So Opti, please correct me if you think I'm wrong. It's like 100 million Satoshis in one Bitcoin, right?
Yes.
It's 100 million Satoshis in one Bitcoin. So to be in the multi-millionaire large corporation, you have 10 Bitcoin. To be in the millionaire group, you need to have 0.06% of a Bitcoin, which I find interesting. Upper middle class, 800,000 Satoshis. Middle class, 100,000 Satoshis. Lower middle class, 40,000. Lower class, 20,000. Poverty, 5,000. It's so fascinating. So, and I love how he used Satoshis instead of what everyone usually uses, which is Bitcoin. Anyways, I find it fascinating. Super, super interesting to me. Opti, what do you think of this? Is this just like straight BS? I mean, look, first of all, Luke is a brilliant guy. I absolutely love his work. And the reason I don't believe it is, I think like there's some merit to this, is just based on the fact that Hal Finney, Michael Saylor, Adam Back, I wouldn't say it's exactly the same numbers, but they're kind of thinking the same way. They're approaching it the same way. So I don't know, man. Look, I guess to answer the title of the title of the show today, here's my answer to it. I don't think you're late to Bitcoin. I think you're still early to Bitcoin. I think that if you divide very Nico math, a lot simpler than Luke's, that gets all into the details and a lot more, a lot more thorough than me. There is 60 million millionaires around the world. There's 21 million Bitcoin. It's estimated that between 4 and 5 are lost of that Bitcoin. So I believe that for you to be all right, I think that if you manage to get one Bitcoin and you wait long enough, I think you're going to be good. I think it's 1.25, 0.5. I think if you make it there, I think you're going to be good, bro. That maybe it's naive of me saying that. Maybe you're like, dude, that's crazy and whatever. But I mean, if we're right about this, is Bitcoin does become the world reserve currency. Like, I think it's obvious, right? And then it's a question. I don't think it's a question of like how much Bitcoin you need. I think the question is like, how much money do you want? I think that's the bigger question here. Is it's like, instead of how much Bitcoin you need, it's like, what do you consider wealthy? And that's a very, very, it's a very, very individual question. Everyone has a different answer to that. Some people say, hey, with $10,000, I could live in Indonesia on a boat, fishing and stuff, and I'll be okay. Like, I'll be living in the Caribbean in a small sailboat, and I don't really need that much money. And then there's some people that live in big cities, and they're like, they want to live a certain lifestyle, where they need a lot more money. So I don't know. I think it's a very individual question, but I think that you'll never be able to hear anywhere else that for currently $24,354, which is a lot of money, you know, you can potentially have generational wealth that you can pass on to your kids. I think it's a very, very strong statement. So there's my answer. I do not think we're early to Bitcoin. I understand my biases. I understand that, you know, I am a Bitcoiner. And of course, I'm going to say that. But I think Luke did an excellent job at getting into the details of it. I look at it from a more simplistic manner. Hence the name Simply Bitcoin. And then, of course, you know, Adam Back, Michael Saylor, Croesus, he says his name, right, Opti? They're all kind of, they're all thinking very similar things, right? So $8, $10 million Bitcoin with one Bitcoin that would put you at least in the top 1% of the US, which is nuts, right? So anyways, I wanted to do today's episode because I that's one of the answers that I get the most. So instead of spending the time trying to talk to those people, I'm going to say, I made a video. Here you go. I'm going to share it to you. Anyways, guys, if you've been enjoying the video, make sure to hit that like button. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you value. Of course, share the video with those people that say that. Am I too late to Bitcoin? Just send them the Simply Bitcoin video. So don't even talk. Share the video and just walk away. Stone cold face. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts on this, bro?
Well, first and foremost, that 6 million sat number, I saw that chart and maybe I just like glossed over it so quickly. I read it as 600 million and it's probably because of like 6.15 meme, you know, Bitcoin for multi-million dollar generational wealth. And I, right when you read that, I'm like, yo, wait, like that's mind blowing. You know, obviously it's a speculation on what the future price of Bitcoin will be. But if you break it down, like that just blows my mind. I don't know what 6 million sats is right now, but what, that's like a couple hundred bucks or something, maybe like $1,000 or something, you know, like that just blows my mind. Anyways, back to kind of like the context of this, big numbers are hard. You know, this is one of the things that blew my mind, like exponentials are mind-blowing. When you get into how much trillions of dollars really is, or billions versus trillions, it really does blow your mind. And it's very hard to wrap your head around. And like the first time you do that experiment, you're just like, whoa, like what is going on? Like huge numbers blow your mind. And then remember that they printed trillions of dollars in 2020. And it just absolutely blows your mind. But look, Bitcoin was created for this moment. If you take the math aside, you are so, so very early to Bitcoin. It's absolutely insane. And I know all of our Bitcoin friends that have been here for a while are like, yeah, we know Opti. We've heard this before. But there's still people out there that don't understand that you are still very early to Bitcoin. The Bitcoin price and paper money is irrelevant. You know, infinity divided by $21 million means that whatever you're holding today is going to be worth an incredible amount of money in the future. Like where Bitcoin has a total addressable market of what was it? $900 trillion of wealth. Like guys, I don't think you realize, and that's just today's wealth, let alone the productivity that Bitcoin will allow for future society. There's going to be a lot more wealth in the future if you're holding your Bitcoin. This is what, year 15 in a multi-decade, multi-century monetary system. Like, I don't think us humans can zoom out enough. We Bitcoiners are still not even bullish enough when we talk about what the Bitcoin experiment is going to actually do for society. And of course, I'm being conservative by calling it still an experiment, because in my mind, it's going to be here for as long as the internet will be here. I don't think we're ever going back to a world with no internet. I don't think we're ever going back to a world with no Bitcoin. This is just the way that I view my future. And this is why I've bet my whole life on Bitcoin. But I am reminded, at least when you were talking about that, Nico, of what CK said. That any amount of sats that you have now at the bottom of the S-curve of adoption will be worth a ton at the top of the S-curve. Like, we are just in the beginning of the world adopting a hard money standard that can never be co-opted, that can never be inflated. Like, I really don't think people understand what this means unless you've put in a lot of work. So do not feel like you are late to Bitcoin. Yes, we'll never get, a Bitcoin for a dollar, but when it's all said and done, again, referencing CK, we are closer to people selling Bitcoin for $2 and thinking they're late to the Bitcoin game than we are to Bitcoin being generational wealth. Like, we are still very early in this experiment. And it just blows my mind that people think we're late. Someone said we were being clickbait in the title or in the chat, and it's like, bro, No, we're not. We brought you the numbers. Bitcoin is still a very, very small industry.
Some days you can make the argument that, you know, we use the tactics, but like, how did we clickbait today? That's what we covered.
I don't know. Maybe he rage quit on us. Anyways, our friend Surfer Jim said, you know, spending your beer money today and holding that as Bitcoin, or as the world becomes a Bitcoinized world, as we transition into the Bitcoin standard, would literally change your life. And I'm only saying that as someone that has done it. That's pretty much what I did consistently for 5 years. Every single weekday, just take a small amount of the money I have and it changes your life. Like, this is the experiment that we're going through, guys. And again, back to what we said in the numbers. The only reason this is working is because Bitcoiners are right, and everything we do is based on first principles, based on the truth. And as this ideology or this movement, whatever you want to call it, starts to ripple out into society, every sat you have today under your control, in private custody, in seeds that you control, will go up in value. Like, this is uncontentious at this point. You know, infinity divided by 21 million, all the world's wealth divided by 21 million. Amen. How do you not understand that you're still early to Bitcoin?
Amen to that. And you mentioned something, right? Which is your private seed in your control, right? What does it matter if Bitcoin gets to 10 million? If you lose your seed because you put your seed on paper, don't be that person. Put your seed on steel, and there's no better place to do it than the BitPlates Domino. It's easy to use, hard to destroy. BitPlates Domino are designed to preserve Bitcoin wallet backup seed phrases and passphrases made from a highly corrosion-resistant 316 marine-grade stainless steel, offering the ultimate protection against extreme temperatures. 10% off all BitPlate products using promo code SIMPLY. ASMR BitPlate. Feels nice. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the culture. We have a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
Guys, I also want to tell you about Swan's new offer. Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you can secure your bright orange future with the Swan IRA. Real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your needs. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. Transfers and rollovers are available. Swan's Bitcoin experts will get you set up with no transfer fees and no minimum balance requirements. This is real Bitcoin, not an ETF or other derivative. Get the real thing and get it at Swan. Go to swan.com IRA for more details. And of course, swan.com/IRA for more details. And of course, you could always send me a Twitter DM and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have about Swan IRA. Anyways, Opti, what are we talking about today? You're going down the Nico Jones path, aren't you?
I'm doing some Nico Jones things today.
Okay.
And I'm very glad that you did the Are We Early to Bitcoin, because
We switched it.
We kind of switched today. Oh, okay. And I don't think I'm going to do you justice. You know, I could never do Nico Jones. But
I can never do the Opti.
Okay? Yeah, so it works out.
I don't wake up with a smile, okay? I'm cranky. I'm like, oh.
Hey, me too.
Anyways, 6 in the morning. Like, what am I doing?
Oh. Yeah, me too. I don't like getting out of bed. Anyways, that's another story. Nico, I had the same idea this morning because I'm seeing the same signs, man. And I know we see the world right now blowing up, the financial market's blowing up. It's almost like the banking system is about to explode. And I had this continuous thought is that everyone out there still doesn't know that Bitcoin is the solution to this stuff. And I'm not going to go into all the articles here. I'm just going to highlight some of the stuff and then obviously get our Bitcoin friends' takes on top of it. But I think I like Nico. You can tell me where I can improve on this, but I'm doing some Nico Jones stuff today. Anyways, I saw this opinion piece come out of Bloomberg. And as a Bitcoiner, it really made me laugh because you can just see that the traditional financial system, anyone that is a Luddite of the financial system, I think they are really wrapping their brains around the idea that, wait, maybe everything we know to be true is actually false. And maybe there is a better way to do this. And this is literally in their title. This is Bloomberg. It goes, SVB mess demands a rethink on government bailout. There has to be a better way. Yes, it is called Bitcoin. Anyways, I'm going to just cover some of this stuff and then I'm going to try to link a few things together. And of course, I might miss a few things here, but still, I think my point stands that we are still incredibly early to Bitcoin. And people still don't know that we have a solution to this stuff. So anyways, getting into the first paragraph, the demise of Silicon Valley Bank has put the U.S. government into an uncomfortable position, backstopping depositors like never before to prevent a broader and potentially devastating bank run. Given the risk, officials did the right thing. The hard part will be figuring out how to handle the consequences. Yeah, it is. It's definitely going to be. Anyway, they continue. They say this response appears to be working, but it also creates new problems, a lot of new problems, as I will cover some of the receipts. Although officials insist it wasn't a bailout, in many respects, it was indeed a bailout. So what do, sir? Such reforms won't address the underlying problem. This is, again, a Bloomberg opinion piece. This is legacy fiat corporate press themselves acknowledging what us Bitcoiners have been saying for a long, long time, except they don't have the right solution. They say solutions exist, but they may require a more radical rethink. Well, on that, we will agree. I 100% agree that there will be a more radical rethink. And though your solutions aren't the aren't the actual solutions. And as Marty Bent here put, he goes, the central bankers and politicians are going to come up with some insane solutions for this banking crisis that will only make things worse. And you don't have to depend on them coming in to save you. You can save yourself with Bitcoin. And that's literally what the rest of this article is a bunch of insane solutions, not ever solving the underlying problem, which is the fiat system is fundamentally broken. Anyways, I continue. We saw this morning as well that BlackRock's Larry Fink says that SVB failure shows crack in the financial system. So not only is this just coming from YouTube Bitcoiners, from Bitcoiners on Twitter, it is coming from some of the richest people in the world. Are the dominoes starting to fall, said Fink, chairman of the world's largest asset manager, in a letter on Wednesday. It's too early to know how widespread the damage is. Yeah, I would be in alignment with that saying, because we are starting to see a lot of dominoes fall. Remember on Monday, we saw a bunch of U.S. banks, local banks, regional banks get their trading stocks halt. Well, that was Monday. This morning, we saw that several European bank stocks also halted after steep losses. So it's almost like there is an actual contagion effect happening in the financial world. And I would just not want to be on the Titanic that is the fiat legacy system. And then to continue, again, coming from the fiat legacy system, we have this other headline coming out of CoinDesk that Morgan Stanley says that Bitcoin is trading as a currency, or isn't trading as a currency, but as a speculative asset, and that Bitcoin isn't isolated from the traditional banking system. But further, if Bitcoin had been trading on its core value proposition, the ability to be your own bank, then Bitcoin would have rallied with rising bank uncertainty. JP Morgan, what are you guys watching? Because we are continuously seeing that Bitcoin price is pumping. Yes, it's not continuously going, you know, to a vertical wall straight up to the moon, but we have some of the largest banks literally going negative as Bitcoin is going positive. It's almost like someone, at least at the very least, one person is waking up to the idea that Bitcoin is the safe haven. And again, this is just back to the idea. I know, causation is not correlation, but I think if we are free market maxis and we look at what is actually happening, I know I'm biased. I know that this isn't necessarily what is happening, but as a Bitcoiner, I see what is, in my opinion, actually happening. And here's another headline by CoinDesk. Bitcoin volatility stuns bears and bulls alike. Some say recent price action is driven by the bank crisis. Some market observers say Bitcoin's recent price movement were largely driven by investors looking for alternative assets to park their funds amid a banking clampdown in the U.S. Now, while this necessarily doesn't mean that it's a coinky dink, but I think we can all be rest assured that people are waking up to what is happening. And yes, this might be a slow turnaround. Yes, this isn't going to happen overnight. Yes, people will slowly start to wake up to the idea that they need to hold some Bitcoin. And I'm sure in the next couple of months, we will see more people opt out of the legacy fiat system and the Bitcoin price continue to pump because they literally bailed out the banks. As you can see, I have this meme right here by the FDIC. The FDIC insures up to infinity per depositor per FDIC insured bank, backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Now, we're not saying that the U.S. government is going to go bankrupt. All we're saying is that money printer will go burr. And I think people are waking up to the idea that, hey, they are continuously going to devalue my money. And you need to have something outside of the system. Anyways, we got this nice little chart. I know I probably brought up more charts in the last 2 days than I have all of last year. But we got Adam back over here. And he goes, Silverbank, SVB bank failure, hashtag Bitcoin dip filled. And you can see ever since these banks have failed, the Bitcoin price has recovered. It's almost like Bitcoin is a free market mechanism that can absorb any shock. And as people wake up to what Bitcoin really is, the price is going to run because right now you do not want to have an extreme amount of wealth in the fiat system because it's not safe. It's not guaranteed there, even though it is backed by the full faith and credit of the FDIC and the U.S. government. Anyways, I really like this tweet by Beautyon. Of course, Beautyon is probably one of the most savage Bitcoiners on Twitter. I think he's been hitting the nail on the head for a long time on Twitter. And he goes, Bitcoin is the only radical, truth-based answer to the economic problems of the USA and the world. And it's fraudulent dollar system that is unraveling. In one piece of software, it solves both the problem of fiat money and fraudulent fractional reserve banking and wipes them both away. If you don't understand how fortuitous this event, the creation of Bitcoin is, you are an ignorant fool. It's as simple as that. Now, I will back off a little bit. I just think a lot of people haven't woken up to what is going on. They're blinded by the fact that they have been lulled to sleep by the fiat legacy system. And it's back to the idea. We are still so early to this because it's the first time that Austrian economics has been actually tried in a digitally enforced by truth encrypted monetary system that is Bitcoin. And I really like Adam Semica's tweet right here. And he goes, what happened in the banking industry over the past 72 hours makes me understand how a man can be pushed to sacrifice everything to bail the world out of that evil and corrupt system, maintain perfect anonymity and take no profits. If I was smart enough, I'd had done it too. And if you don't get the reference, he's talking about Satoshi and creating Bitcoin. And as you can see, the fiat system is fundamentally broken as far as I'm concerned as a Bitcoiner. I learned the fiat system or Keynesian economics after learning Bitcoin. So it's so clear to me, but I understand that if you are looking through a muddy telescope, you may not understand what is actually happening. Because as BTC Gandalf says, the money in your bank isn't there and it's not yours. Bitcoin fixes this. The system is literally based on fraudulent activities that is known as banking. And this is the status quo. And you guys right now as Bitcoiners on the front line know what most people don't understand. You guys have the asymmetric knowledge as Bitcoiners that are going to start to thrive and prosper going into the next decade. This is uncontentious as far as I'm concerned. And I say it all the time, the Bitcoin price is a real-time metric of people's understanding of Bitcoin. And hey, I know causation is not correlation, but the fiat legacy system just had a crack in the system and the price starts pumping. And I think we are going to see the next week, the next couple of months, that the Bitcoin price is going to start to run and more people are going to wake up to the idea that they need to have some of their wealth in a parallel system outside of the legacy fiat system. Diversifying in the fiat system is not diversification. You need something outside of that system because if the whole system blows up, you're in for a pain and a world of trouble. And I really like how Joe Carlisari said this. Forgive me if I messed up your name, bro. He goes, 99% of the world is short Bitcoin. Join the 1%. If this is not further proof that you are early to Bitcoin, we've hit you from both angles. We've hit you from the speculative, this is the price of Bitcoin, and we hit you from the flip side, that people are actually waking up to the fiat system being broken fundamentally, and you need something outside of that system. And I would argue it is Bitcoin. I know all you Bitcoiners would agree, but I think the signal here is that people in the legacy system, as we've seen on corporate press, as we're seeing from big institutional traders, corporations, countries, people are waking up to the idea that, wait, maybe there is something to a monetary system that no one controls, because maybe the central planners have not only broken the system, but have lost control. And this is where we are right now. Opt out of the madness. Take Bitcoin into self-custody. You know, make sure you don't have any Bitcoin with a middleman using Bitcoin wallets that we love. You know, Jade, Cold Card, Seed Signer, Blue Wallet, Green Wallet, Pine, Breeze, Moon, Zeus, Bitcoin Core, Spectre, Sparrow. I gave you a lot of options. There's trade-offs to them all. Find something you like. Spread the signal to more people, because I think it's only going to get crazier before it gets better. And the next decade is going to be absolutely bananas as far as I'm concerned. And I can only say one thing. I am happy I am a Bitcoiner.
Yeah, bro. Look, I think you summarized it perfectly. But the part that I want to chime in on that I think speaks for itself, right? You know, potential catastrophe in the U.S. banking system and Bitcoin pumps 5K or 4K. Like, that tells you everything you need to know. That tells you how the market feels about Bitcoin. Yeah. Holy cow. But hold on to your pants. Take self-custody of your Bitcoin, because it's definitely going to be a cold storage only. Exactly. It's definitely going to be a hell of a bumpy ride. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the meme review. We got a lot of memes. And Opti's a meme connoisseur. Let's check it out.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Sorry, guys.
That's I forgot to bring it up. I'm supposed to forget things.
I was hitting Nico in the back. And this is your favorite portion of the show, the meme review, where you guys tag us in memes. You guys send us the memes in our Telegram group, and we review them. And the reason we love the memes so much, he's in the gulag. The reason we love the memes so much is because memes are powerful, because most people do not want to digest 40 plus hours of content. People don't even read books anymore. And so you just put the truth in art. You just put it in a little simple, digestible picture so that more people can get the signal, continue to get the calls of actions out there, continue to spread the signal, continue to ridicule the central planners of the world and the unproductive class. I was going to go into some other not so nice ways of explaining what they are, but we say it all the time. This is an information war. Full stop. You are frontline soldiers. Tweets are the bullets. Memes are the artillery. And it is our meme world. And everyone else is just living in it. And it's only a matter of time until the world wakes up to the fact that Bitcoin is the solution. Anyways, this first one is by Ben Jessman. And he goes, we're going to need a different boat. Hashtag Bitcoin. It's back to what I just said in the culture. Same idea. And I really like this one because, you know, TLDR is kind of what memes do. And again, shouts out to my boy Rope. I'm going to probably butcher this meme for the audio listeners. But anyways, we got a government official standing in a boat that is named Bank. And we got the bank standing in a boat that is named Government. And we got the government official going, we'll sell bonds to you so we can bail you out with loans. And he's got a bucket of water trying to get water out of his boat. And the water or the bucket's going into the banker boat, which is the government boat. And then the banker goes, we'll borrow money from you so we can buy your bonds. This is where we are. It's just leverage on top of leverage of paper leverage on top of paper leverage. And as you can see, they're in some sharky waters right now. We are in some uncertain times. As I've been saying consistently, it's like the meme of Roadrunner and Coyote. We are way off the ledge as Coyote, and we are just starting to look down at our feet. This is where we are. Anyways, this next meme is by at level 39. He goes, getting ready for the new FUD from the New York Times. So apparently there's a New York Times article that's about to get dropped that is just full of Bitcoin FUD. And That's the different story. But I really like this meme right here. And we got an arc, and it's got the Bitcoin logo on it. And then we got someone on the sidelines, and it's got a sign behind them that says bank failures. I think they're trying to make their own arc. And it goes, what about its marginal emissions? Talking about the energy FUD around Bitcoin mining, and oh, we waste so much energy. And us Bitcoiners go, is he okay? TikTok, next block. Honey Badger don't care. More people are mining Bitcoin. The hash rate continues to blow up because it seems like the world understands what we understand is that there is a true, true value of Bitcoin. And it's very simple being outside of the legacy fiat system. Anyways, this next meme is by Adam Back. Shouts out to Adam Back. And he goes, today was one of those 12 days per year. Being out of Bitcoin market is being short. And you can see over here, we got a chart. And then we got a green candle that literally goes completely off the computer monitor and through the roof, breaking the roof of your house. And this is something that if you are new to Bitcoin, you may not understand. There's 12 days per year of Bitcoin. Historically, the Bitcoin price pumps extremely hard on a small number of days. And as Adam Back says, it's usually around 12 days around the year when Bitcoin pumps. And if you are not in the market on those 12 days is when you lose most of the gains in Bitcoin. So, as the heuristic goes, time in the market beats timing the market. Just DCA, just lump sum, hodl your Bitcoins, continue to stack sats, and this is the way. Continue to take Bitcoin into cold storage. This next meme, by at Bitcoin underscore Ader. And what's this guy's name, Nico?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man. And he goes, FOMO's in the air, and I like it. And he's just inhaling all the FOMO. I am feeling it. Are you guys feeling the FOMO? It seems like the FOMO's here, boys and girls.
FOMO's here.
All right. This next one by the BTC Therapist. Shouts out to you, bro. And we got the Bitcoin price climbing the hill.
He's the man.
He's killing it. And we got Bitcoin price climbing the hill from $100. Bitcoin price climbing to $20K. Bitcoin price climbs to the plateau, the local top of $69K. And then you zoom out and you look back, and the Bitcoin price will have to climb the mountain to $1 million per Bitcoin.
Bitcoin's like, fuck that, bro. I'm tired of hiking.
All right. This next one. Shouts out to my boy Rope, a.k.a. at Ropium on Twitter. And he goes, keys, cheese, and Zen. I hopefully I'm seeing those emojis correctly. Anyways, we got Joe Biden's face right here, and he goes, end quote, your deposits will be there when you need them, referencing the FDIC and the announcement on Monday. And we got a Chad Bitcoiner with laser eyes saying, I know, because he has his Bitcoin in cold storage and my money will never disappear unless it's on a boating accident. If you know, you know. Okay, this last one is by the Survival Podcast. So he goes, some Bitcoin heroes don't wear capes, and shouts out to Crypto Graffiti for doing this. I would have put on your video, bro, but it had Pink Floyd music all over it and it wouldn't fly on YouTube. But shouts out to Crypto Graffiti because he did this Bitcoin advertisement on a rental truck in front of the Silicon Valley Bank as people are doing a bank run on the bank. And it goes, truck rental, $250. Custom vinyl printed banner, $1,000. Becoming a Bitcoin legend equals priceless. And we got over here Jerome Powell with the buy Bitcoin sign on his hand and his paper. Shouts out to the Bitcoin sign guy. And next to it, we got the Bitcoin logo, and it says, be your own bank. As the banks start to blow up, the signal is spreading that you should be your own bank. Do not trust middlemen with your Bitcoin because, hey, you might wake up one morning and all your money is gone. Well, allegedly, because they're just going to print more money. Anyways, drop your meme review score in the chat and we will cover them live. I will not rug pull your scores today because apparently I did that the other day. But
he planned it. He's like, Opti's like, you know what?
Nico's, I'm out of here. Like, I'm gone.
Nico's here. We're gone. All right. Should I change it? I'm feeling optimistic today.
So you're maybe, not in the
maybe,
gulags.
Maybe it's because Opti is doing his thing. So I've escaped the gulags. They let me out. Opti, why don't you give it a score and then I'll give it a score.
Okay. My score is Human Action by Ludwig von Mises. I literally haven't made it all the way through to this, so kind of a LARP score. I've probably read the first 150 pages like four times because I'm like, I read the first 150 pages and I come back to it. I'm like, you know what? I think I need to reread it. And I've done that like four times. Anyways, human action. If you know, you know. Humans act purposefully is TLDR.
If you know, you know. I'm going to give it a croc.
Wow, chancla times two on the show.
It's like
in
the
one
only
week.
The only shoe I wear other than like exercise shoes.
Wait. Before we go on to the scores, Nico, are you a socks and Crocs maxi? Because I don't have Crocs, but I've heard that's the way.
It is, dude. You'll never go back to wearing anything else.
Debatable. I think you need to get me some.
All right, it's part of the Simply Perks. Done deal. Opti gets some Crocs.
Wow.
Anyways.
Sugar daddy confirmed.
All right. Guys, before we get to the scores, I want to tell you about our awesome clothing sponsor. Guys, you'll see me wearing Crocs and represent merch all the time. It's literally all I wear. It's super comfy. They have the Simply Bitcoin merch that's almost sold out. Opti's wearing the classic black and white one. RepresentLTD.com, promo code simply-bitcoin. Get 10% off anything on the store. Get your Simply Bitcoin merch while supplies last. The hoodies are basically sold out. The hats are sold out. But there's some t-shirts left. So definitely check that out. Anyways, Opti,
Nico,
let's get to some scores.
I already told you. For some reason, Restream updated on me and I can't show scores. So you got to show scores.
All right. So let's go through some of them. Lots of scores today. All right. First one. Sorry, guys. Nico usually doesn't do this.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
First one from Igor. My score that Opti didn't read. A nice big balcony with a beautiful view on the 30th floor from which the banks are...
I don't think you can say that. See, it's a lot harder than you think. You like pull up scores and then you're like, halfway through it.
We don't agree with that message, okay?
Halfway through it, you're like, shouldn't have read that one.
Elaine Lowell, this is a live show. We will make mistakes live. I give the memes big Bitcoiner smiles as the economy talks. Very, very
tanks,
nice.
Tanks.
Okay, thank you. Big Sean Harris, meme score. Credit Suisse, cheese, getting graded to insolvency. Okay.
Oof.
Very nice. Opti's internationally cut.
No, intentionally. Opti's intentionally cut up socks.
It's been a long show, okay, bro? Score. Stack sats like Opti attempting to justify to Nico $15 scissors to cut up his socks are a business expense. Got to dress to impress the plebs. I stopped dressing to impress a while ago. A Jack 1991. I give the memes a beer at a Bitcoin 2023, and I hope that beer is with us, bro. Promo code simply. Bitcoin for Canadians. I give the memes all the bankers putting their fat bonuses into Bitcoin.
Polish.
Next. Thanks for hitting the button, bro. Bitcoin for Canadians. I give the memes all the bankers putting their fat bonuses into Bitcoin.
You said that one.
No, we didn't say that one.
You just said it.
Okay. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for your meme scores. Opti will be in the helm and do a much better job at this than me. Also, give him credit because he's obviously a lot better at this than I am. Also, check out Simply Bitcoin Unfiltered. It's a written version of the show, www.simplybitcoin.news. And also check out Simply Bitcoin's Telegram group, www.t.me/simplybitcointv. Anyways, we love you all. If you guys enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash that like button. If you feel like we provided you value, consider subscribing. But the number one thing you could do to help this movement, share this content. In fact, share all Bitcoin content. If you guys still haven't had your fill of Bitcoin content, check out Swan Signal. Just premiered 1 p.m. It's with Joe. I can't pronounce the name. Dylan LeClaire and Joe Consetti. I'm sorry, guys. Nico's bad at pronunciations. Definitely check that out. Love you all. We are the party does go on all the way until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are co-hosting a Twitter Spaces with our friends over at swanbitcoin.com. Best place to stack sats built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. Love you all. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode of Simply Bitcoin Live.